Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Power of Just Doing Stuff, How Local Action Can Change the World is a nonfiction book by Rob Hopkins, best known as a founder of the transition movement. It belongs to the fields of environmental thinking, community development, and practical social change. The book argues that communities do not need to wait for national policy breakthroughs or large-scale technical fixes before responding to climate change, energy insecurity, and economic instability. Instead, it presents local action as a credible way to build resilience, strengthen relationships, and create a more grounded economy. Drawing on examples from transition initiatives and related community projects, Hopkins shows how ordinary people can organize around food, energy, housing, enterprise, and imagination. The purpose is not only to inspire, but also to demonstrate that small, coordinated efforts can produce durable effects when they are rooted in place and shaped by local knowledge. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, local action as a practical response to climate, energy, and economic uncertainty. The central claim of the book is that communities can begin adapting to major global pressures without waiting for outside rescue. Hopkins frames peak oil, climate change, and economic instability as interconnected challenges that require immediate local responses. Rather than presenting these problems as abstract policy debates, he treats them as lived conditions that affect neighborhoods, livelihoods, and daily systems of exchange. This makes the book more practical than many environmental works because it focuses on what communities can actually do with the resources they already have. The argument is not that local initiatives replace national policy, but that they create a working basis for resilience when larger systems are slow or unreliable. That shift in emphasis matters because it changes the reader from passive observer to participant. The book repeatedly suggests that meaningful change starts when people decide to act where they are, using local networks, shared effort, and concrete projects to reduce dependence on fragile external systems. Secondly, transition town methods and the logic of self-organized community change. A major dimension of the book is its use of transition movement experience as a model for community-led change. Hopkins presents transition not as a rigid program, but as a flexible process in which residents identify needs, imagine alternatives, and begin building them together. The significance of this approach lies in its emphasis on self-organization. Communities are encouraged to form working groups, develop practical plans, and mobilize trust and care rather than wait for formal permission. This is important because it gives the book a method, not just a message. Readers see how local change becomes possible when initiatives are small enough to manage yet broad enough to connect food, transport, housing, and local enterprise. The book also makes clear that the process depends on relationships as much as on technical skills. People need to cooperate, share responsibility, and sustain engagement over time. In that sense, the book treats community transformation as an organizational challenge, where the quality of participation matters as much as the goals themselves. Thirdly, Totnes as a working example of a more local economy. The book uses Totnes, England, as a prominent example of what local economic rebuilding can look like in practice. This is not presented as a perfect or fully finished model, but as a real place where community initiatives have taken on roles that are usually left to distant institutions. The point of the example is to show that a town can begin acting like an economic ecosystem rather than a consumer market alone. In Hopkins's framing, local food, energy, enterprise, and housing are not separate issues, but linked parts of a resilient place-based economy. This matters because it shifts the reader's attention from symbolic activism to institutional construction. A community is not only protesting decline, it is creating alternatives that keep value circulating locally. The Totnes example also demonstrates scalability in a modest sense. Local projects do not need to be enormous to matter. Their impact lies in cumulative effect, where one initiative supports another and strengthens the community's capacity to do more on its own. Fourthly, imagination as the engine of social and environmental transformation. Although the book is grounded in practical projects, it also gives a strong role to imagination. Hopkins argues that people are often limited not just by resources, but by an inability to picture different possibilities. This makes imagination a serious political and social capacity, not a decorative ideal. The book suggests that communities act more decisively when they can envision a future they actually want, rather than only reacting to fear or crisis. That insight helps explain why the book mixes examples of real-world action with a broader call to rethink what is normal or possible. Imagination here is tied to agency. If people can picture another way of living, they are more likely to organize around it. This is one of the book's distinctive features because it connects emotional motivation with practical behavior. Hopkins is not arguing that imagination alone solves problems, but that it helps unlock the willingness to begin. In that sense, the book treats vision and implementation as mutually reinforcing rather than separate stages. Lastly, a deliberate focus on what communities can do now. Rather than on grand systemic theory, the book stands out because it chooses a specific scale of change and stays with it. Instead of building a comprehensive theory of capitalism, state reform, or global governance, Hopkins concentrates on community action that is already available to ordinary people. This focus gives the book clarity and usability, but it also defines its limits. Readers looking for a complete blueprint for structural transformation may find that it emphasizes local initiative more than institutional overhaul. Yet that limitation is also part of its identity. The book is designed to be actionable, accessible, and rooted in examples that communities can recognize and adapt. It speaks to schools, campaigners, transition groups, and general readers because it translates broad crises into manageable steps. Its strength lies in refusing paralysis. The book argues that meaningful progress often begins with visible, modest, repeated acts that build confidence and competence. That makes it less a manifesto for sweeping theory than a field guide to practical community resilience. In conclusion, this book is best suited to readers interested in environmental action, grassroots organizing, local economics, and community resilience. It will be especially useful for transition groups, educators, campaigners, municipal organizers, and general readers who want a realistic account of how local initiatives can respond to climate and economic pressures. Its practical benefit is that it offers a way to think beyond helplessness. It shows how people can begin with food systems, energy projects, housing, and neighborhood enterprise rather than waiting for perfect conditions. Its intellectual benefit is that it reframes change as something built through place-based cooperation, not only through top-down reform. What distinguishes it from many books in the same field is its tone of grounded possibility. It does not rely on sweeping predictions or highly technical solutions. Instead, it argues from lived examples and from the social power of participation, trust, and imagination. That combination makes the book valuable as both an entry point and a working reference for readers who want change that is concrete, local, and already underway. If you would like to support Rob Hopkins, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.